flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Eagles got us going, and hopefully they keep it going, and I think they will. I'll say this. You might have heard in that last few minutes, you know, Josh Harris, you know, isn't going to get Philly again, but he's going to try. I mean, Josh Harris is trying to defeat Philadelphia.
Have you thought about the fact that if they do win, Josh Harris will be on at 50-yard line at the link accepting the NFC trophy? Are you kidding me?
That's going to go well.
Are you kidding me?
Do they have to do that in the locker room, James?
I mean, I think Josh should ask for it. I mean, they're not going to win, so it doesn't matter. But
good Lord. All right, so on a very cold, some would say frigid, some would say much colder than frigid day, let's welcome in a man who's excited about the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Ben Davis. Good morning, Ben.
Top of the morning to you.
And Super Bowl to the birds.
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
Thank you.
That's all. Both are accurate. You fired up, Ben?
I am. I haven't been this excited in a long time. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, win the championship.
This is it, man.
So you have seen, you played, 7-8 years in baseball, in pro baseball, in Major League Baseball, I'm trying to say.
Big leagues.
Never won a championship, right? No. So as a fan, you and I about the same age, you got, 08 Phils, were you an active player at that point?
I was still playing, yeah.
Did you feel something there when they won, even though you were on a different team?
I was excited for them, yes,
but it wasn't the same as, 2017 Eagles for you?
No, 93 Phils for me were, that was probably the biggest.
Sure.
You know, you and I were in that time frame in high school, and that was probably, you know, the team I could associate more with, obviously. But this is, I would say from a football standpoint, I'd say the 04 Eagles team.
No, I love that team.
I would say that was probably.
Might have won it all if our guy right here hadn't gotten hurt. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I agree. I blame John, too.
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm giving John credit. Because what New England did, what Belichick did, was pressure up the middle. It was right up the middle, and that's where John would have stepped in. You know, it was all that Brewski stuff right up the gut. Anyway.
Yeah. But that was when I really, obviously the Buddy Ryan days when I was younger.
Yep.
And that defense back then. But then the 04 team came along, and it was like, okay, I'm in.
Sure. What, Ben, and then we'll get right back to the phones, what gives you the most confidence in the Eagles winning this game?
The defense and Saquon.
Yeah.
I mean.
The formula, right?
Yeah, the formula. It just flat out works. And why change it?
I totally agree.
They're not going to change it.
I totally agree.
But he's I guess because we only saw him twice a year when we played the Giants. He's so dynamic.
He is.
He's so freaking good.
And a running back, it is hard. If you have a bad offensive line, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It really limits.
I never knew he was this fast.
I didn't either.
Oh, man.
Like, the dude flies.
I had no idea he was this fast, and I didn't know he was this big until I saw him in training camp, and I was blown away by how much bigger he was than the other running backs. He's unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What gives you the most confidence in the Eagles winning this game? Reminder, you can win a $150 gift card when you call in today if you have the best answer for what transcended entertainment. Obviously, Jackie Robinson is a big-time answer that was already said on the show. See if you can beat that. It's going to be hard to beat. But see if you can. And also, you know, just a lot of excitement in the air for the Eagles. All right, to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
What up, morning crew? How are you today?
Hey, Dan. Doing great.
Confidence would be if Jalen Hurts' knee is fine. Because I'm a little concerned if he's limited and he has to stand there and pass.
Yeah.
This, is, I guess, would be the first test of his passing skills this season. If he can't escape the pocket.
Well, not
this season.
Yeah, not of the season.
Come
but,
on, Dan.
But it would be the most extreme example of him having to rely on it, is what you're trying to say.
I mean, in the season, as if he isn't able to move, like he's going to have to be a pocket passer on Sunday if he's limited to where he can't he can't scramble. He
I get
get
it.
Away from things.
Yep.
So that is my concern, not my confidence.
I don't know, John. We'll see.
I am not concerned that he'll be out there in statuesque.
I don't think he'll be statuesque.
He finished the game.
Yeah, I think he'll be somewhere in between.
He finished the game, and he was limited in a walkthrough practice. Today, we'll learn a lot. Today,
we'll
learn a ton. If he's out there, and I don't know, are they going to be outside? I can't imagine.
I believe they're practicing at the link again. I thought I read that somewhere, but I'll double check.
They do that a lot.
I love that they do that. That is really, really cold to be outside today, but that's great.
Dan,
really cold.
Dan, here's my prediction on Jalen as it relates to the injury, and it's totally just a guess. Not statuesque, but not full throttle Jalen capabilities with the legs. Somewhere in between.
Right, he's going to have to rely 80 to 90% on passing as opposed to escaping. So, you know, it's a little bit concerning
to
me.
Of course it is.
I mean, I know he has it in him. I just hope that he pulls it out, you know?
So, I get it. I agree. What transcended sports, Dan?
Sports or entertainment?
I'm sorry, entertainment. Because the Jackie Robinson thing was in my mind. What transcended entertainment?
I think that We Are the World video.
That's a big answer, too, man. We Are the World is a great answer. Yeah,
it was my favorite, too. Another great video. And that was a long one. Long videos at the time, it just felt like you were getting so much more from MTV than the norm.
I'm not going to want to vote today. I'm going to have like 10 answers I love, and it's going to be inappropriate to vote against 9 of them. But one of me is going to have to win. Let's go to Marquise. Marquise, you're on WIP. Or is it Marcus? How do I say your name, sir?
It's Marquise.
Marquise, hello, sir.
Marquise. Hey, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Super.
Excited, man.
I got three things. I'm excited. I'm super excited because I got my three reasons. Look, number one, Quinion said he's unaffected by his little injury, so that takes McLaurin out of the game.
It's big.
You know what I'm saying? So that we got that going for us. Then we got number two, the Super Bowl is on Saquon's birthday, so we got to get there, and he's not going to lose it on his birthday.
Also Cooper DeJean, I think, as well.
Wow. I hope he's not turning 30, because you know what happens when someone gets 30.
No, I don't. 27?
He goes from 29 to 30 and falls apart. No, we'll look it up.
And that's not true. I'm 37 and I'm in my prime.
Well, we're talking about football prime, but I'm just joking around, my man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you're right about that.
What's number three?
I had a third reason. Number three, also, dang, I've kind of forgot my third reason. I've been on hold for a while. I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries.
I am glad that Zach Bond is up for that Defensive Player of the Year award.
Yeah.
So now they can actually pay a linebacker.
Well,
they got to keep him around now.
It makes it more complicated in a certain way because now no one around the league isn't going to be totally aware of him. And what if, you know, I've been speculating, what if it's $50 million that he gets? What if it's $65 million that he gets? You know? What if it's more?
Whatever it is, they got to pay up.
I don't know, man.
I think this is so, I do agree with you, Marquise. I think they got to pay him. I think that he is, to some degree, going to be more reasonable than one of the guys who's been great for many, many years in a row. It's almost like it helps the Eagles that this was such a surprise that he is so incredible.
Well, I think that his mindset would probably be, one, appreciation of the Eagles, and two, I have a fit with the Eagles for a guy that clearly didn't have a fit elsewhere.
He's
like,
as grateful maybe as just, a star gets.
Maybe you get him for like $5 to $10 million less because he's just comfortable here. That's possible.
Yeah,
but
the
I don't
team
think
that gave him a chance to actually start and play the coordinator.
But I don't
that
think you're getting him. Yeah. But I don't think you're getting for $25 million
less. It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
But it is. I do think maybe more reasonable here than it might be elsewhere.
I agree with that, Marquise. Give me a great answer. What transcended entertainment?
Yeah, I remember my third reason. It's because Trump's president, and last time we got a Super Bowl out of that.
I got to do the math on that.
No, he's
17.
Right. Yeah, 17, because he won in 16.
That's right.
Correct.
All right, what transcended entertainment?
The song God Bless America.
Oh, how about that answer?
That's a good answer.
215-592-9494. There's a lot of songs that could win. There's no question about that.